Well, it's coming up towards 3 months since this whole issue blew up with the French. The Prime Minister is now calling for an armistice.
Plus, claims were made and claims were refuted. What is needed now is for us to all just get on with it.
Scott Morrison telling the French he's keen to draw a line under the dispute and move on. Amy Remikas is political reporter with Guardian Australia. Amy, hello there.
Good morning.
Well, no surprise Scott Morrison wants to move on. The French ambassador gave no sign of doing that. But what do you think about, you know, domestic politics? Is it in the interests of the Prime Minister to sort of get past this and get on to other issues? Or ultimately, could this end up, you know, going his way, if you like, if the French keep digging in and there's a pile on, as China has piled on already in this dispute?
Oh, I think that's the calculation he's making, that if he can make this about an attack on Australia's sovereignty and he's standing up for Australia's sovereignty, then he's going to win domestic political points at home, which is all that he really cares about, particularly with an election coming up. But the first rule of diplomacy is never make it personal. And Scott Morrison has made it personal with the leaking of the text messages, which he hasn't denied that came from either him or his office. So that is now out there, and that's what's really ramped this all up to 11. It's just going to be whether this actually permeates into the public consciousness or not. I mean, foreign affairs is not something that people usually speak about around their kitchen tables or not. So I think Scott Morrison is just trying his best to control the narrative. It's just whether that word liar is going to take hold enough for, you know, his critics to be able to make this something domestic.
Well, also around the kitchen tables, maybe not used to hearing an opposition speaking about the Prime Minister in quite the terms Penny Wong was there. I mean, there's Labor's really going for broke here, attacking with an attack on his character. You know, it's saying out loud that he's demonstrated to be proven to be untrustworthy. They're really zeroing in on this. Do you think this is going to take them all the way through the election campaign, or they're going to have to back off too in the interest of not seeing to sort of join a global pile on the Australian Prime Minister? Ultimately, is that a fine balance for Labor?
I think this is something that Labor's been doing, you know, since the bushfires, when Scott Morrison said he didn't hold a hose. It's just part of the continuing case that Labor is trying to build against Scott Morrison. We don't know a lot about Anthony Albanese as a person. All of Labor's focus has been on painting Scott Morrison as somebody who is, you know, shifty and who smirks and who never follows through with his word and always makes it about himself. This is a continuation of that. As you say, the danger is whether it's going to be whether Labor looks like they're joining with the international community against Scott Morrison and then therefore against Australia. But I think at the moment, by continuing the character attacks, Labor feels like it's just continuing what it said when, you know, he said I didn't hold a hose. What happened with the vaccines? What's happened, you know, with the Women's Me Too movement? With all of those little stumbles and missteps that Scott Morrison has made, Labor is just saying, well, this is just another one, and it potentially could impact us in terms of trade, in terms of our reputation, and in terms of how other countries deal with us.
Okay, well, it's going to come back, I think, perhaps to that slogan that I think the Prime Minister will be trying to use more and more. He used it yesterday when he says, I know what side I'm on. Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amy Remikas, political reporter with Guardian Australia.